it up for all of them again. Oh, wow. Wow! Awesome! I love that so much. The first workshop I ever did was Unmasking Your True Potential, and it's like that was a time to put down, you know what, I don't have to pretend to be anything. I used to be afraid to ask questions because I didn't want to look stupid, but then I thought, you know what, I just am who I am, so just put the mask down and just be vulnerable and let it be okay to say, you know what, I don't know, what do you mean by that, or I don't know what this is, to just embrace ourselves just as we are. And just as we aren't, because who we are is absolutely amazing and perfect. Ah, thank you so much for that. That was, wow, it just took me a million different places. Today is all about happiness. And also, we're kicking off the new year, so I want to talk about some things. Last week, I did a workshop on intentions, and there was a revelation by someone, and she's not here, and I'm going to use the quote anyway. She said, you know what I learned? I learned I had a damn good life. Because sometimes when we look at the past, it's like everything in the past brought me to this moment right here. And this moment right here is an amazing space. It's not only a space of I've learned all this stuff and I've come through all of these different experiences, but it's also a launching pad for what's next. And it's interesting to me, I'm going to talk about the four levels of consciousness, because we come into this amazing space and this thing called life, a lot of us show up here in this center, in a center for spiritual living, at everything in life is happening to me. Anybody been there? Life is just happening to me. I was there for a long time, where I felt like I was a ship out on the ocean and the waves were just throwing me here and there. And then we come to this wonderful space and we realize that life is not happening to us. It is happening in through us. And so then we get onto this teaching and it's like, okay, the second level, because there's, it's happening to me, and then it's by me, by the words, by the thoughts, by the things that I've planted. So if I want a better life, let me have better intentions, better thoughts to move me forward. And then we learn, okay, so it's not happening to me, it's happening by me, by my intentions, and yet if I allow spirit to flow through me, then how great is that? Then life, spirit, that God stuff is just flowing through me, creating everything, and I can just get, as Emerson would say, my bloated nothingness out of the way and allow spirit to do it. And then we get to the enlightened space, which I've gotten there a couple times, and you know, and then you kind of go back a time or two, you go through our levels. But then the fourth step is as me. That this God stuff, that there's only one, that it's like it's happening as me, because we're all part of that fluidness in the universe. It's beautiful. It's amazing that once we feel and understand that there's only one, and we get to that space of it's happening as me, through me, by me, and it's not happening to me, but by me, through me, as me. As spirit, because there's only one. And it's like being connected with everything in life and feeling that connection. And then everything just flows in that wonderful synchronistic way. I love the synchronicity of life. It's beautiful. This thing called You, again, one of my favorite books. It is wonderful to know that your good is at hand. Isn't that wonderful to know? Ernest Holmes says this in This Thing Called You. Your night wanes. Your dawn is breaking. There is a living spirit at the center of your being. The original author of life is in and around you. Not a God who was, but a God who is. This is the great secret which you share with life. Life is wherever you are. It revolves around you, even as it flows through you. Keep the doorway of your mind open. Keep the doorway of your mind open. Open to the opportunities, open to the limited thinking. Because when we get in that limitation, then we're not seeing all the other things that are. But when we take time to really tune in to our intuition, that spirit that flows through me that's whispering to us all the time, say, do this, do this, do this. When we tune into that and we unleash our intuition, there's where all the beauty and the good stuff happens. I know I shared last week that I've taken some contracts with prior seminars so that I could bring science of mind to other people, to corporate America. And the topic that I had for the month of December was dealing with difficult people. And the only thing I could tell them was really science of mind stuff, because in order to deal, and there's not a lot of difficult people out there. They just tend to move around a lot, you know? Sometimes they'll move into our lives. But the most important thing is staying grounded. And we can deal with things out there as long as we're at peace in here. The more I take time to tune in, to deal with my own stuff and to let go of the other things of the past, the easier it is to deal with everything out here. But if I think life is happening to me and I suppress and it's happening to me and I'm in victim mentality, then I'm going to have more stuff just keep happening to me. Because the spirit flows where our intention goes. So we really want to have our intention of goodness, godness, beautiful things in our life happening, because it's possible. And it's natural. It's the natural state of being. So being in that space of, it's natural for me to have good stuff. It's natural. It's what spirit is all about. We are here to express God in, as, and through each one of us. Thank goodness. So we get to awaken to this wonderful divinity of who we are, and it's like, oh, what do I want to express now? And this is where we get to take a look at everything in my life brought me to this point. I can forgive it. I can let it go. I don't need to carry that stuff with me. Let it go. Be okay with who I am, because each one of us is divine and perfect and unique and amazing, and we're all part of that God stuff. And we're all connected. And when we get the real oneness, it's really interesting how we see things that, oh, I had that thought and somebody else acted on it. Do you ever see that happen in the world? It's like, oh, I had that thought and somebody acted on it. I wasn't inspired enough to act on it, but I had that thought and acted on it. And it's interesting to me, this philosophy. Wallace Wattles in the 1800s had this thought that there is a thinking stuff. And in this thinking stuff, if we put an intention in there, we can manifest it. Well, along comes Ernest Holmes and Emerson, all of these great minds, Troward, coming together, and it's like grabbing those thoughts and moving us forward on that. Only one. So these thoughts are flowing through us, and it's like, let's grab those good thoughts and move forward on that. The quote of the month is, the practice of science of mind calls for a positive understanding of the spirit of truth, a willingness to let this inner spirit guide us with the conscious knowledge that the law of Lord is perfect, that each one of us are perfect. So we just go into that perfection and just dance and have our way with life. One of the things I love so much about Andrea Lane is that she just allows herself to express her music in beautiful and eloquent ways, and being in tune with the music. Did you notice we were in the same color? We're in tune with life. I love the synchronicity of how that happens. When we choose our thoughts, when we choose the thoughts we think, we choose the life we live. When we choose the thoughts we think, we choose the life we live. I have to remember that every time I jump onto the crazy train that's going the wrong direction. It's like, I don't want to create more of this, because it's easy to get into our old stories and keep thinking about that. And it's like, jump off that train. Jump on the train going in the direction that we want. It's like, what would I love? Let me focus on that. As Wayne Dyer once said as he broke down the nursery rhyme, row, row, row your boat, row your boat. Nobody else's. It's yours. Gently, gently down the stream. We don't have to fight. We don't have to go upstream. Merrily, merrily, merrily. Because life is but a dream, and it's the dream that we're creating. So it's like, what dream do we want to create? The dream of hardship? The dream of love? The dream of victimhood? No. And once in a while, we might jump on that because something happens, and it's like, what? Why is life happening to me like this? It's like, no, it's not happening to me. It's happening by me, by my intentions. So let me plant better seeds. Let me make sure that I'm being mindful of where my thoughts are going every day. Because so within, so without. And it's like, okay, let me get my mind clear on what it is that I choose. And let me not tell that story over and over and over again. I always, every time I think of telling the story, I think of Reverend Brian Anderson and how he went to the shrink, and week after week after week, he was telling his shrink that, and okay, I know there's a better name for it, but he was telling his shrink week after week after week the same story, and he said one day he looked over and his shrink is sleeping. He's like, I bored him to tears. I'm bored with this story too. Let's get bored with the old story. Let's forgive ourselves and forgive others and move forward in peace and love and harmony. And it's like, that's an old story. I don't even need to talk about it anymore. Let me see the divinity in everyone. Let me rise up, oh my soul, as Emma Curtis Hopkins would say in this beautiful song that we sing on Sundays. And I'm hooked on this song, so it's going to be with us for a while. But it's like putting a demand on our own soul. Let me not play small. Rise up, oh my soul. Let me make sure that the words that I speak are wonderful. Let me be conscious of the things that I'm saying and the things that I'm thinking. Fill my heart with the want to play as a little child. Allow me to allow myself to play and be and not get caught up on what will other people think. Let me not get caught up in that. Let me just move with ease and grace through life, with love, with a playful heart, and with happiness. Because happiness is such a choice. So, well, I don't have anything to be happy about. It's like, yeah, you do. So many things that we have to be grateful for. And creating those gratitude lists is a great way to start it. So for 2019, I am knowing for each and every one of us that we are getting clear on our intentions and what we choose to experience, which is happiness, joy, a playful heart, prosperity, synchronicity of everything unfolding with ease and grace and love, that we just step right into that. And that we get to that space of joy and excitement that it's like, wow, there is no one else like me and no one else like you. And it's like, how awesome is that? It is like the best life ever. Ernest Holmes goes on to say in this thing called You, it is the invisible essence and substance of every visible form. Its nature is goodness, truth, wisdom, and beauty, as well as energy and imagination. Our highest satisfaction comes from a sense of conscious union with the invisible life. Conscious union with that spirit. And it's like the more grounded we get, the more connected we get with spirit. And that's just closing our eyes and reminding ourselves that we are one with that ocean. We are one with the stars and the planets. We are one with everything. And that same power that generates the ocean is flowing through us. And even if you take a little bit of the ocean away, it is still part of the ocean. It's still ocean. We can't separate it, just like we can't separate ourselves from each other, from life. So then we get to come into this joyful space, and it's like, oh, what do I get to create today? Because we are part of everything that ever was, everything that ever is, and everything that ever will be. So opening up our minds and not putting the blocks or the blinders on it, but it's like, what can I create today? What is mine to do? What joy can I experience? And then spirit, move me in that direction. Let me be inspired with every breath. To use the creative process, we must affirm the creative power. That is to say, we must go back to the beginning of the series and start with a pure spirit, only remembering that this is the starting point is now. The starting point is right here, right now. To be fond of ourselves, for this is what distinguishes the individual creative process from the cosmic one. Thomas Troward in The Creative Process talked about as we blueprint our lives, and if we can blueprint it out, then we just step into that picture because everything is created twice. The chairs that you're sitting in were an idea in mind before they actually were a tangible thing. This podium, everything was an idea in mind in it, the thing itself, spirit, a creative idea, the creative process. And to me, the creative process is just thought into form. And as we get thought into form, it's like, okay, I have some great thoughts. Let them go into form. And the reason we don't have instant manifestation like that, because there are some things that, you know, we think about that you would not want to instantly manifest, right? Because we have so many thoughts every single day. So getting clear about what are my thoughts each and every day, and what do I want to manifest? And making sure that we keep coming back to the question within ourselves, what would I love? What would I love? Beautiful relationships, great connections, wonderful conversations, amazing experiences. So the more we get clear about that, the easier it is to step into the picture, because we have our blueprint. The mind of man is some part of the mind of God. Therefore, it contains within itself unlimited possibility of expansion and self-expression. From Ernest Holmes. So we want to court the divine. We want to remember that we are part of that infinite intelligence. And for this new year, making sure that we're letting go of, rather than setting so many resolutions, set some intentions, an intention for the new year, that I'm going to live the best life ever, live to the fullest each and every day, that I'm going to lose the weight of negativity that I've been carrying for so long, that I'm going to be mindful of my thoughts that I'm thinking each and every day, and that I'm going to keep picturing my future self is already there saying, come on, the water's fine, just keep moving forward, and then step into that picture each and every day, which was a beautiful meditation that Kathy did this morning. And making sure that it's like, okay, I understand that oneness. I do want to do the 100th monkey and just talk about it, because I know many of you have heard the story, and this is such a beautiful time to think about it as we think about the 100th monkey, the critical mass that is is what we are looking for when we do the World Prayer for Peace, where different religions, different teachings all over the world get together 4 a.m. our time, noon and other places all over the world, where we get together and we think of peace. And it comes from, well, part of it comes from the idea of the critical mass, that when you get enough minds thinking together in one way, then we will hit that tipping point and all of a sudden there will be peace everywhere. So Ken Keyes, who wrote the book, The 100th Monkey, years ago in the 70s, wrote about these scientists that were studying these monkeys on a remote island, and every day they would roll out some sweet potatoes for the monkeys. Well, one of the little monkeys realized that if it goes into the water, I mean, these are smart monkeys, we're connected, the sand gets washed off and it tastes so much better. So he's showing his little monkey friends and his little monkey family, and pretty soon all the monkeys are washing off their sweet potatoes. When it hits the critical mass, or the 100th monkey, all of a sudden monkeys all over the world are washing off their sweet potatoes. It hits that critical mass because there's only one mind. So if we get enough people thinking, embodying, and visualizing peace, then we hit that critical mass, and all of a sudden, peace everywhere. So within, so without. So our biggest goal, or for me, is for us to put down anything that keeps us away from everything, where we let go of the negativity, and we go to that space of peace where we're all connected, connected to other people in the world, connected to the ocean, to the stars, the planets, the universe, to the infinite, and just allowing peace to flow, knowing that as we embody it, then everyone around us embody it, and then it continues to circle out and mushroom out into the world. So the more we embody peace, the more we put peace out there in the world, and that's why we come together. And even if you don't get up to be here at 4 a.m., wake up at 4 a.m. and just think peace and be at that peaceful space where we just let go of anything that's negative. We forgive the past, we forgive ourselves, and not drudge that garbage with us. And we set our intention of the new year with love and peace and harmony and goodness. And just allow ourselves to love ourselves and to love our lives. And going to that space of gratitude. Ernest Holmes continues, learn to exchange fears, doubts, and uncertainty for faith. Faith can make you whole. Faith can convert fear into certainty, poverty into riches, disease into health. Faith can lift you from a valley of despair into the mountain of hope and certainty. There is a power which flows out through your words of faith. There is a law of faith which has a power to bring into your life everything you need and desire. So having that faith that Spirit is flowing through and anything that I set my intention on, I can manifest. It's possible. We move in the direction of our most dominant thought. So letting our dominant thoughts of ourselves, our life, and the world itself, despite everything that's happening out here, everything is in divine perfect order. We're safe. We're secure. We're amazing. So getting to that space of knowing that each one of us is here to do something amazing, to express in amazing ways, whether it be big or small, we are touching lives, revealing dreams. So keeping our minds open to that space and letting go of that which we choose to let go of. So let's think about the things you want to let go of. Anything from the past. And let's move into that space of creating. So letting go of previous thoughts as we go ahead and go inside our heart of hearts. As we close our eyes for a moment. Closing our eyes to any distractions. Breathing in the fullness of life. Continuing to let go of those things that do not serve us. Knowing that as we step into this new year, we step in with a new idea, a new vision of the I am that we are beautifully, eloquently. We allow ourselves to dance through life. Right now, we are harmonizing, synchronizing the goodness of life as we just allow that flow, that one spirit, that one mind, that infinite intelligence that flows in us, as us, through us. That we get total clarity of that which we choose. That we feel that connectedness with Mother Earth. With the stars and the planets as everything else just disappears. Knowing just like the stars that align in the sky, everything in our life is aligning in perfect harmony. It is the thing itself flowing through us as us. As we allow ourselves to steer the direction of our thoughts. We are the creators of our reality. It is happening by us, as us, through us. As I speak my word and claim for each and every one of us, that as we let go of anything of the past and we get clear on our vision of the future, that there is peace, love, harmony, health, prosperity, and goodness. Knowing that a blessing for each and every one of us is a blessing of love, joy, health, prosperity. Like magic, we just allow each and every cell in our body to embody and to embrace this knowing. Knowing that Spirit is flowing and guiding. That we are fully anchored in this knowing, in this teaching, in this philosophy, in this spirit. Knowing the inner knower that just knows that it knows that it knows that it knows each and every step along the way, that we just tune into that. Listening to our own inner guide, our intuition, the thing itself. As we step into that space of gratitude, making our list of gratitude, I'm so grateful for a beautiful life. I am so grateful for Spirit flowing through me. For the beauty, the magic, the laughter, the friendships, the love that we experience right here, right now. As I just release this into the universal action of the law, knowing that all is well. As we all anchor this in mind together by saying, and so it is. So it is. Thank you.